This is Wade Reth with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Since November, a Twitter account called Sleeping Giants has pressured brands into removing ads that appear on Breitbart News, a conservative news and opinion website with close ties to the Trump administration. The group, which posts screenshots of advertising on Breitbart, says it has influenced hundreds of brands, citing Kellogg, Allstate, Warby Parker, and others to block ads from appearing on the site. More than 42% of Americans between the ages of 18 and 59 are infected with genital human papillomavirus, according to the first survey to look at the prevalence of the virus in the adult population. The report, published by the National Center for Health Statistics, found that certain high-risk strains of the virus infected 25.1% of men and 20.4% of women. These strains account for approximately 31,000 cases of cancer each year, other studies have shown. In the late 1970s, an American employee was more likely to work at a company with fewer than 100 workers than one that employed 2,500 or more. Today, Americans are more likely to work for the larger firms. More than a quarter of all U.S. employees worked at firms employing at least 10,000 people in 2014, the most recent year for which the Census Bureau has released comprehensive data. National Labor Relations Board ruled that housekeepers at St. Xavier University in Chicago may form a union and collectively bargain with the university because their positions aren't religious in nature. Republican Governor of Alabama is under continuing investigation that some legislators believe may lead to his impeachment. YouTube said that video channels on its site must now have more than 10,000 total views before the company will place ads on their videos, a major shift in policy the company says is designed to punish rule breakers. Across the country, at least six coal-fired plants have shut down since the election of 2016. In 2010 and 2014 midterm elections nationwide, Republicans were more than 20% more likely to vote than Democrats. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100, United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.